Hi, this is Rich Horwath with your shot of Strategy Espresso. The next time you're in your corporate conference room and you're in a meeting or even a teleconference, swivel around and see if you notice the fine wine phenomena. And you'll understand this pretty quickly when you see a manager talking for 60 seconds, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and they're not really saying anything. We've all been in that situation where even senior leaders at high levels are talking, but they're not really saying anything that's adding value to the conversation. And the reality is, unlike fine wine, we don't just naturally get better with age. Getting better takes commitment, it takes discipline, and it takes the willingness to understand that we can raise the bar, we can improve our performance day in and day out. There's a couple reasons why leaders don't get better. The first is once leaders reach a certain level, oftentimes it's the vice president level, they stop development. The reality is that less than 1% of the monies invested in leadership development go to senior executives. And think about how ridiculous that is. As you reach higher levels of the organization, you have more responsibility, more accountability. Your decisions mean more. And yet leaders are getting less and less development as they rise up. A second reason that leaders don't necessarily get the development they need is that the competency level of development within the company is not very high. A whopping 93% of executives said that their organizations aren't very skilled at helping them develop the critical competencies they need to perform at a higher level. So there's a few reasons why leaders aren't getting developed, but we can use all the excuses we want. At the end of the day, though, your career, your company's outcome depend on you as a leader getting better. So I wanted to share with you a couple tips for improving your performance over time. Number one is, what's the insight? You need as a leader to continually be gathering your ideas, your insights on what's working, what's not working, so that you're creating a repository of your expertise and your knowledge. You look at a leader like Jeff Bezos at Amazon.com. He spends about one day each quarter going through his ideas, his notes, trying to determine what's going to help Amazon be successful and what's going to help him be successful in leading the organization. So tip number one is, record your best ideas and your best insights on a regular basis. Tip number two is, as a leader, create time for your employees to get together and talk about the key issues, because then that gives you, a leader, the perspective or viewpoint into your people's best thinking. You can then harness those ideas and bring those together to help you and your team drive the business forward. As leaders, when you think about how am I getting better, we have to ask ourselves, what are you consciously doing to support your success? If you look at athletes, if you look at musicians, if you even look at surgeons, they're all using coaches to reach world-class levels of performance. When we want to think about, are we getting better, do you have a mentor? Do you have a coach? Do you have somebody you can rely on to help you improve your skills? As I do strategic coaching with executives all over the country, one of the things I find out is that they often don't understand what are some of the blind spots or the gaps that they have, because they're working day in and day out on the business itself and they're not working on themselves. So step back, get a different perspective, and ensure that you're developing day in and day out. Thanks for sharing a shot of Strategy Espresso with me, Rich Horwath. For more information, visit strategyskills.com. And remember, new growth comes from new thinking.